I trained him almost entirely off voice commands, so he knows walk, and I just whoa. He knows whoa, he knows trot, he knows all the voice commands for stuff.
On a bright, late summer morning, in a field near her grandmother's apple orchard in Palisade, Colorado, Paige Burnham is exercising her Mustang. Burnham is one of six horse trainers participating in the very first Meeker Mustang makeover. She and the other trainers picked up their horses by lottery in June at the Rio Blanco Fairgrounds in Meeker. At the time, Paige said she liked her horse's markings, but that was all she knew about him. Her mother, Leah, figured he'd be a tough horse to train.
Because some of them would come over and let the people pet him even that day, and he was standing in the back corner with his rear end turned towards you.
He'd snort
and hit the fence. And so I figured she drew one that was going to be a little more of a challenge. And
each trainer had 100 days to get the Mustangs in rideable shape. First, Burnham named her horse Nidus.
It's a Native American name that means red boy, so...
Then came the challenges, beginning with haltering.
So when I started, like when we first got him home, he was super reactive. And so first thing was we had to get a halter on him, but that took a lot. It took me and my mom and my dad and my grandma all like half day, and it was traumatic for everybody involved.
Paige worked with Nidus using pressure and release techniques.
He wore the halter for maybe 36 hours, and then he took it off.
He took it off. How did he take it off?
He somehow got it over his ears and took it off, and so we had to get it back on him. But the second time was definitely not as hard. I was able to do it myself, so.
The next challenge had to do with how a horse sees.
If he could see something out of both eyes, it messed with his head a lot, and he got very scared. So getting on him and putting different stuff, throwing it over him. If he could see it out of both eyes, he all of a sudden would snort and get super tense and be very frightened with that.
Horses mostly use monocular vision, which means what Nidus sees on his right side is different than what he sees on his left.
Horses' eyes are closer to the side of their head than ours, and so they can see stuff out of both eyes. And so, you know, here, he only sees it out of his left eye, because I'm on his left side. But when I do this, all of a sudden, if he's looking, I'm on both sides of him.
Okay, so when you put your arm over the saddle,
yeah,
he sees it in his left eye and his right eye.
Yeah, and so he can see it out of both eyes, and he didn't like that.
Paige said Nidus had a hard time getting used to people approaching him from the right.
I don't know if it's because when they work them in the BLM, they're only worked on their left side. They're branded on their left side. They're given their shots on the left side. That's how their chutes are set up. So I don't know if he was just used to seeing people out of his left eye, or I don't know if it was just one of the weird things that horses decides, you know, it's different. I'm different when I'm on this side than I am on that side. And so, but he got pretty good with it.
Paige is confident about her animal training skills. She's always been around animals and was put on a horse as a baby before she could walk. She showed dairy goats in 4-H and trained her own horses. She also works with dogs for Wings and Warriors, which provides service dogs for military veterans who have post-traumatic stress disorder or traumatic brain injuries. But she said she's never officially learned how to train a Mustang.
He was really reactive, so it took a lot for me to get his trust, but he was food motivated. He was very hungry and everything. And so I kind of just worked with him and saw that what wasn't going to work and what was going to work.
Once Nidus was halter broke, Paige used positive reinforcement techniques to teach him to accept bridle, saddle, rider, and to walk, trot, and canter, and to bow.
So he's clicker trained, like a dog.
And clicker trained. What do you mean by that?
So I ask him to bow. When he bows, I click, and then he gets a treat.
Clearly, positive reinforcement worked with Nidus. Paige's mom, Leah, says the horse is happy.
He does meter at the gate. I mean, when he sees us coming out there, he wants out, and he's gotten to where he loads in the trailer. He's excited to go on adventures, and you can just tell that he's happy to do stuff, and he really does like to learn. And when you find a horse that, like, seeks learning, you can do anything with them, because once they aren't afraid and they understand that when they learn, it's a good thing, it feels good to them, and they have confidence, they just keep wanting that.
Paige graduates from Colorado Mesa University next spring with a bachelor's degree in early childhood special education. She hopes to do a trainer incentives program or TIPS challenge next summer with 4-H kids in Mesa County. She believes this could help the Bureau of Land Management adopt more Mustangs out of long-term holding facilities.
when you get a tip-trained BLM horse, its halter broke, and it picks up its feet, and it loads in a trailer, and you can brush it. So that helps a lot of people that, you know, don't meet the requirements of having, you know, the 6-foot fence and the ability to really do the initial work with a Mustang.
Paige and Nidus are pretty much ready for Friday's competition in Meeker. All contestants have to run an obstacle course, cut a cow from a herd, and perform in a freestyle event. Leah says there will be tears Friday night because Paige has decided to give Nidus up for adoption. But for Paige, the tears have already begun.
As long as his new owner's nice to him, that's all I want, is that he'll be taken care of and have a nice owner, because I'm going to miss him a lot.
The Meeker Mustang Makeover culminates with a show and auction Friday evening as part of the Meeker Sheepdog Trials. For KDNK News, I'm Amy Haddon Marsh.